You're listening to 英语优选 AU English.
Hi everyone. Today's keyword is detention. D-E-T-E-N-T-I-O-N. Detention is a punishment for naughty school children who are made to stay at school after other children have gone home.
放学后留校留堂。
Here is an example. The teacher kept the boys in detention after school.
老师将这些男生课后留堂。你上学的时候有没有过调皮捣蛋被老师留堂的经历啊？被罚在教室写额外的作业，背额外的课文。最近呀，一个美国的小学出了一个新的惩罚措施。
There's no such thing as detention at the Baltimore Elementary.
Yep, you heard that correctly.
Instead, they have a mindful moment room, also known as Oasis of Calm. Actually, it is just like a normal classroom, but without desks and chairs.
They put some yoga mat in the classroom. 一个没有课桌椅的只有瑜伽垫的教室成为了这个小学的冥想室。
If you make a mistake here, the teacher wouldn't ask you to write some homework or just let you stay in the room for an hour after school.
在这所学校里，如果你犯了错误，那么恭喜你，你将获得一个安静的冥想的机会。
It is part of an after-school program called Holistic Me.An initiative that teaches children to practice mindful meditation and breathing exercises while encouraging them to talk to behavioral professionals.
跟瑜伽有点相似，在这里呢，会有老师教你如何呼吸、冥想，你还可以跟专家们谈谈人生、聊聊理想，仿佛跟他们一起看星星、看月亮，从诗词歌赋谈到人生哲学。而这个举措呢，获得了很多人的支持。
Someone says, this is such a great idea. I really believe that punishing kids, especially when they're so young, is really a bad idea because if you just punish them, they will not understand what they did wrong. And most importantly, they wouldn't know what they should have done instead. But they are kids.
活泼好动的孩子能够你不让他说话，他就不说话，就这样静静的冥想吗？
So, what is your opinion?
你有没有尝试过在心烦意乱的时候冥想呢？留言告诉我们吧。
Talk to you next time.